the wires.
Announce.
Okay.
Announce.
Announce
what it is. 21 March 2012. Hilchos Pesach, Rav Gedalia
Goldschmidt. Again, it's important always to review all the halachas and dinim of Pesach in different areas. There's a myriad amount. Now, there is an Isser that is discussed in the Mishnah and the Gemara about Chometz Shavuot over a Pesach. The Machlokes there, but it's annoying. Some say that there's a lav of Midaraisa after Pesach. Some say that there's no lav afterwards, and there's no Isser beforehand. And some say there's just a lav before, but not afterwards. But the final psak is that Chometz Shavuot over a Pesach we're talking about afterwards. What is the status of that chometz, which was over all of our Pesach? So it was Knasu Shekonsu Hachomi. It's considered an Isa de Rabbonim. The Hachomi made a Knas, that even the man Doma that says there's no Isa Midoraisa afterwards, there's a Dina Chometz over our Pesach. So in order to not to be over that Easter, we have to get rid of our chometz whatever way possible. You know, destroy it, give it away, and so forth. But the main challenge has been from the time, and we'll see, we're just going to trace it a little bit through the Mikelus and some of the drachim, ways that chometz was disposed of, especially through sale. And one of the best ways to have, I'm just telling you beforehand, if anyone wants a good summary of it, look in the Rav Zevin Sefer, Moedim, in other words, the Moedim B'Halacha, there you'll find, and on the Hilchos Pesach, he talks about Hishtalshus Mechiras Chometz. The whole traces the whole thing. So what we're going to do is going to look in Pashkim, here and some of the actual texts from where it all starts from, where they talk about Mechiras Chometz. The main marker is actually a Tesefta in the Perek Beis of the Tesefta of Psachim. The tour, one of the major Pashkim in Simon and Simon Tov Mem Tes, talks about the Issa of Chometz Rol of Rav Pesach, and Mamela talks there about all of the dinim of Mechiras Chometz, how you transfer it. Remember, we have a challenge too. Mechiras Chometz, you're selling to a non-Jew, to a goy. You sell to a goy, not always do all the kinyonim, the methods of transfer and acquisition that we call apply machlekes in the Gemara. What kinyonim are applicable to a goy and lahalgo to a Jew, and back and forth. So that's all part of the complications that have to do with Mechiras Chometz. So the simplest text is that one in the Tesefta. The Torah does not mention the Tesefta by name, but we're going to go through the Beis Yosef as he comments on that Tesefta and makes us aware of certain inyanim in the Mechira. Now you take it. There you have Simen Tov Mem Chos. Yes. Of course, we're not going through the whole Simen here, just to see that the beginning. Simen Tov Mem Chomet Shal Akum. All of our Pesach is mutter hafilu b'achila. That's one suck.
Why would it be a halachic minute
otherwise? Wait a minute. What are you saying? The same pasuk of Alfas Allah is gedolus. Allah is the shilters of Yerushalmi. Ain't pasuk agdaining of Balit the kasuk she'osu b'achila. The heres b'inyan the seid dvor minadin olenu lahachmer. Bimash and Ergen Ashup she is soil, the Kabul Devan Chomet Shel Akum, Mina Minchala Maila, Shanasa Chomet Shel Yisrael Shovel of Rapesin. I was talking about Eel Pesach, Shoosa Bahano, Lupicha, Boyo Aleno Ligdo Gedder, Adkan. That's the Lashon. Umiya Obi Adoni Zal, Eno, Takono was there, Shiyama, now someone, a guy is coming bringing, dumping some chometz on a Jew, he's giving him a present. What can he do? How can he not be over? Shema Yisrael ain't a writer. She yifneli v'shusi. The Oslo yifneli. The yifnelo balkorcha. And Epshel Lamer Akila the Stam Shasak the Omer Klum Lo Kanyale Ilashuse. Did he the Bama Matsia? The they saying the Heta Nihile de Lichne. The Isa Lo Nihile de Lich. A person who wants to be kind only that which is allowed to be kind, but not he doesn't want to be kind of Isa the Lichne. In Loshi Kablenu Miyakum of the Yitzvesh and Nigam Itaif Maisel Shahotabai. The Shel Yisrael, Sh'olavol Rapesach, he's saying, is Osa Bahanoah. That's what we're talking about here. Now that which belongs to a Goy, there's no problem with. Afila Hanichel Shegei O'Einus, O'Onus. The Eim Machro. Now, he doesn't say where he takes this from or what situation. He just says that if the Yisrael sold it, O'Nosno Li'akum, paid him and he already gave it away as a matana. Akum paid him a pesa mutter. Uvavachi is nenolo the matana gemura. It has to be a complete matana. And what's implied it shouldn't be a matana on manas lahazer. That's not point. But normally matana on manas lahazer is kana. As long as later the person fulfills the crime. But not by chametz. The Lashoi Lemelo Asha Tolokeus Bimana Tav the Messiah. In order to urge the Goy, because the Goy is the Kaina, so he says, why should you buy only a small amount of mana? Buy a large amount of Messiah, because why? He can tell him that afterwards, Ekachanu Mincha Achra Pesach. I make bigger business with you after Pesach. That's what he wants to say. And then he goes further about articles that are found, but we're not going into that. I want to just focus on the procedure of the Chiyus Chametz. So where is the main source here of
exactly the first thing.
You go back to the first page, on the there, where the Beis Yosef traces it here from that perceptor in Perek Beis of Sofim. There it is. It's the last line. I've underlined it in the Beis Yosef. Let's see. Vim mochro anosno li'akum. Tosefta. Now who brings that? Kosvo ha'rosh. The Rosh has mentioned this. And, Kosvo ha'rosh. And, the payer called Shor Yisrael li'akum. Just a case, as if to say it's an incidental situation. They were in a ship. Shohoyu Bisfina. The Chomet Begad Yisroel. Teo Pesach. What does he do? Arehu Mecha Li'akum Onosnalo Onosnalo B'matana V'cheza V'lokeet Mimeno Achra Pesach. That's what he said. Uvavad She Yitneu Lo B'matana Gemura. Lashoy Yisrael Shiyamil Achamach Atolokeyach Lemana. That's what the Torah mentions. Kavma Masayim. Shemet Sar Ekach Mimcha Achra Pesach. He doesn't say definitely I'm going to buy it. He doesn't say I'm going to buy it. Maybe he implies it's worth your while to get that amount because later on I might be inclined to. But actually the sale of the Matana is 100%. V'chein because of a Rambam Feridala, the Siyambo, but the Rambam adds, Avalo Yimko Velo Yitalo Alfnai, Vim Osa Kain, how is that over of Bayavo, Bayamosa? Because of a Rambam Magid, Maish no Vim Osa, they say, Vim Osa Kain, how is that over, who could feed Daito, Shekosa Shamafkid, Chemso, the Yad Akum. Because the Rambam sheet is, if a person gives over, he makes a Zagoya Shemer on Chomet. That's also discussed in the Gemara. There are big machlekes of the Gainim and the Pashkim, what type of Shemir it is. If it's a Shemer Chinim, if it's a Shemer Socha, how much Achlayas does the Goy have, or they have vice versa? If a Goy gave over a Jew to be a Shemer, how much of a chlayas does a Jew have that it should be considered like his chametz or not? That's a big, complicated machlekes. But he's saying here, this shita, v'matir chametz, the arakam, eiv v'malav, Uklad is Baza the Simon Tov Mem. There that discusses all these aspects of someone who is a shamer, you know, a bar on the deaning, on hunt. So now, Rabbeinu Yeruchim talks about the theft of Zuba Shem Bahag, over Vad Shalo Yad. Now the main problem all the time, and that's brought up even going all the way up through the Achrenim, is the question, is this sale of hummus a harama? Harama, in other words, what the world might call legal, some sort of a legal fiction that is, looks sort of deceptive. Sort of deceptive. You do have that. You have harama by Bechor, where you have someone has a behemoth of Akeres, and Jew has that, and if the animal gives birth, so it's going to be, have its firstborn calf, it's going to be a Bechor, you have to give it to the Kayan. And the Kayan can't do anything, has to wait till it's a Balmum. There's no base on Migdash to bring it for a Korban, anything else. And you have all the complications of feeding a bull. I mean, talking about a Socher that grows, you got to keep feeding it, and it grows fast, all of that. So, in fact, all the feeding of transferring the ownership of the cow, the pregnant cow, to a goy, are all parallel to the dinim of transfer of mechiras chametz. They learn one from the other, all the different kinyanim back and forth. So some people say that Russian in the Mishnah is over there, kesed marimi. They use that language mefurish in order to avoid the chiyuv. Well, there should be a petarechem of a bechor, and so forth. So we see that there's some aspect, what is called haroma, not to fulfill that deen of bechor. So a lot of it is applied, not directly, but indirectly. But vashal or yav, there shouldn't be a direct haroma where he's telling the goy, yo, I'm going to buy it back from you, right? That's not proper to say that. That's all. And we'll see how they try to get around with that and how some made some strong statements in reference to that. The ain't amazing the world, he's saying. He's saying, Shori literally Akma Matana Balaza Laika Acha Pesa. Vain of Aroma Gedelanizu. He says, I feel Hahi Shori Miyaha Shemotio Miyushusa Lagami. And this is a very salient point, and which has the question of development, that he has to take it completely out of his shoes. In other words, pashtus is not going and saying what we do today, but going to them, focusing on this is, if he has chametz in his house, he's selling to the goy has to come and take it away, out of the house. So that shows there's some real intent of getting rid of the chametz. He sold it to him. It's a sale, like anybody sells a product out. Yes, I'm not responsible for it. That's what he's trying to say. The Efshad the Shalo Yarum, the Kama, Haina Lema Shalo Yimka Lo, Velo Yitan Lo, Al Tanai. Maybe that's what the Rambam says. The Kosa Betumas Hadesh and Simikuk Dalit, Mishi Ez Biyodo in Yoni Chomets. The Reitzel is Sitan Li Akum. Chutz Labayas, notice the language, outside Labayas, Matana Gemurah. Now, he's good friends with this guy. He knows him. And the guy understands that the Yisrael really would like to get the stuff back. But no word is mentioned about that. He knows what's going on. But the main problem is, you know, we'll see later what the Bach says about a very important industry that Jews were involved in at that time, mainly the production of liquor, of whiskey. The Jews were the main purveyors, the manufacturers of everything, of schnapps, of liquor, what they had to do as far as getting rid of it or so forth. So he's saying here, we also Akam a Yisrael Makir the Adeyavo Shaligabo Akam Klau. Ella, what should he do? Yishmalo Adiyaka Pesa, the Yavza be Yitnalo. Yeho Deshore. Lakshi Yitnalo Bamatana Gmur Belisham Pnai. Don't make any conditions. This is in a simplistic form. Oshi Yimkarim Lo Mechir Gmur Batova Muat. With a small, although he's not selling, that already brings us in. Well, brings us into the intent or implication what we do today, where we give deposits. We don't give the entire price. So here it says he sells it to the Davamu. It doesn't talk even about what we call the ufgo, the deposit. But we'll see the Russian or Polish word is a datchik that they have. Anyhow, Avo Matana Almanatva Hazel Lomahani, the Shumchum of the Chomets, to the east of Agos Maimin of the Hill of Shabbos, the near Medivri Baltumas Adesha Machuva Zu, Machuva Shekaimlo, Lomahani Nasinus Chomets Li Akam Elam Kane, who Akam Shemechut Labais. He's got a, like, person might have a servant. They got made, and so forth. You know, he sells it to the servant, or so forth. You know, sometimes the goyim don't even understand. I had experience, I remember the statement. They sold it to a goy that was the next door neighbor, or so. And, you know, I explained everything step by step. I thought he understood. Oh, if it only was true. I said, it's true. I had to keep saying, yeah, only it was true. I said, it is. You know, sometimes we say, Tagoya Shakov, I don't know what to say. But only if it was true, because it's hard sometimes for them to understand what is happening over here, this transfer. But this is in a simplistic form. So now, let's look at the Bach. Now here the Bach brings us to actual reality in Eastern Europe. That's what we find is, I thought immediately what the Bach writing about the problem of Yoshin. You know, Yoshin is a big problem of there's a whole contracing of the daily Yisrael, going back to the Rishonim, whether Yoshin, the Chutzor, is the Raisa or not. Many Poskim hold that as the Raisa. And the suffix would be Lachomer, and others say that it's not, the whole thing. So the Bach there even mentions the beer and liquor industry. Because if you start talking about Yoshim, he says, we're talking about our mashka, what we're drinking. They're not talking about what they're supplying to the grain. Jews drank beer and all of that. That's made from the grain, from the barley, from the malt, and all of that. Not talking about the whiskey. So here, if you see where I've underlined in the middle of the Bach, it says, Uva Medina Zu. Remember, where did the Bach live? The Bach was for a while, he was in Poland. He was the Bliska Rov before they kicked him out. Another reason why they kicked the Bach out? Because they didn't see a light 2 o'clock in the morning. They figured it's a lamp. He's not learning, so the Balabatin said, we can't have such a Rov. So he left. Had to leave. He ended up in another place for a while. He ended up in Bells for a while, and then it also had problems with them. But this is what I heard from Ksidim. I don't know what it's written anywhere, but I might as well mention it to give you a little taste of spice. I heard this from one of the Ksidim from Poland over there, one of the Sofrim having a Bezin. He said, and say Fasholten. He cursed them. They said, the Eid Zolach HaRezvah. In other words, that's a very terrible curse. If you bury somebody, he says, the earth should kick you out. So they say it's Kuala, and you shouldn't have any water. Both, they say, were fulfilled. What happened at the earth? Because later on, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, later on, when railroads were made, they made a railroad right through the Jewish cemetery. They had to remove all the graves. They couldn't go against it. So there's one thing. And later they had problems with the water supply. But the Bach, later on, was the Rav and Krakow. That's where you go to the old cemetery near the Mamor Shul. You see there the Mamor, the Bach, the Tesis Yontif, and the Megala Mukas. All gaining Tzadikim Yisrael. So the Bach was in the Medina Zoo. He means in Poland. In that time, where the whole industry, he's saying, look what he says about the industry.
Yoshin was accepted by the Partido more than
what?
The Bach Tzach on Yoshin was adopted and embraced by the Partido.
Yeah, I know. Ironically. Yeah, in fact, the Satmar Rov said when they made the tumult, this is the rest, the big Satmar Rov, when they made the tumult, then Yoshin. So he says, what's for our Yoshin? He says, Mazol Zippin Demel. He says, better to filter him, where he's worried about the bugs more than 10 Goshen. Bugs is the absolute derisive. But the other things, you find a heter. The Bach found a heter. He found a fake faker. Oh, nicer, whatever it is. But I'm saying the Bach was conscious. You see how he was conscious of his community,
right,
to protect the industry of the community. Can't just ignore it, you say. So here he says, Ruben Medina Zoo, Sherei Maso Matin, who be Yayan Sorov. What we call Bramfen. You know, Yash. You know, the brandy. They made her schnapps. Okay. You know, you have a warehouse. They have warehouses of whiskey and all sorts of things, man. Imagine the big barrels and the distilleries that they all had. And he says another thing, Befrat Ramazikin Baranda. In other words, they were like the agents for the government. What they used to have, Jews used to have like a license from either the head of the government, the governor of that community, or he might have been one of the Polish princes that had these big estates. And what he did up for bids, he would have Jews bid for the right to produce the whiskey, and he would take a certain percentage. He would give the bigger, you know, bigger percentage he got from the Jew. That Jew would be able to get it. In fact, they bring in the Shilas and Chubas, whether it's considered Hatzogah's rule if another Jew goes in there, but if the guy puts it up for bidding and he sells it to the highest price, it's not considered Hatzogah's rule. Only if he went to the Gaisha prince and said, you give me the thing, he can't do that. Only if the prince, I'm just saying that this was a real factor. So you have these warehouses, these distilleries, he can't tell the guy, take out all the barrels or whatever it is. So he says, Yesh lahatabin zeshim kilahakan kola chomet shemecheta. Kola chomet that is in the room that were that in that place where it's stored. The gama cheta atmo. Now here he says something else. Here's where the Asi comes in. The cheta itself he should sell. He doesn't say to lease it. Here he says he should sell. As if he's selling the apartment. He's selling the warehouse. Yimka Hakum. Ella came into Kaimel and Akam Kaina Karka Ella the Star in the Sinus Akesha. It is a very comedy kdushan. Kutriha Milsa list of Shah. Then it was they're talking about, see, with the Bach has taken a practical situation, individual sale. You know, they didn't go later on developed the system of going to the Rav took care with Hashos, with what they call the Tzetlach, and everything else. But then he's talking about, here's a Jewish merchant or so, he's been a little bit knowledgeable, he has to sell it to a guy. He said to him to write a whole legal business with a star, Kenyan Kesef should be enough. But Kesef is not enough, he's saying, Gam Ula Yal Al Dasa Akum La Harzik Bechametz. He'll say, I bought it, you know, that's mine. You can imagine a guy who's going to go to a warehouse full of whiskey, you know. He would never come out. Shalo, la'azira, kevin shashtar biyadah. V'ika hefse meruba. This was the panasa. Jews had that panasa. Jews couldn't, by law, most of the place own land. Couldn't own any land, and nothing. So they had to make...
How could they sell the room?
What?
How could they sell this room?
Well, I mean, their house maybe, the house was different. They owned the building. They built the, they had the building. They bought the building. They were allowed to buy the building, but they couldn't own, you know, all properties or have even be engaged in agriculture as an owner. Or so forth.
That's what made the Jews the best business in the
profession. Yeah, that's
because
of course, all the discrimination for hundreds of years from the Christian elements made the Jews to be the merchants, the moneylenders, the bankers.
Society that was a big problem if they couldn't own property at a farm. Okay?
That's right.
But now there's all the new ages open.
Yeah. So anyhow, so he describes this here. You see this whole thing. Zoro shehei matana im shemasna, rather. You make a condition im ha'akum. Shehei melo ani maknocho gam acheru bekesub zeh shata nation. Afal pi shalo kesafdil hoshta al mechila zu. The amira, so how could this amira help, this statement? The amira zu mahani, the koniloki, the mashma bekesha mishmet, soif simen kut tzadik dala, the chen pasik lusham bebeish yosef. They neither she yomer came, but he should tell them at the very beginning, right when he's contracting this sin. The tchilas hamekah dim lo came, havale amira zup tuvi mil nili. Damgeret, you know, it's just words. The arosh kamosha kosa b'cheshem rizim reizayin. Mi atzora rimsa. Now here's the question. We'll see later how we get around that. Here's he said tzora rimsa li akum gama mafteach. He should give him the key to the place where all the whiskey, all the stuff is stored, all the chametz, the key. Din lo kein came the das yeshua laza liknas chametz zeh achafesa, havelay kemashker beso, as if he's renting out his house, the gumro pisik adomim beyud yemul, v'mateya biyada seicher beleil yudal. It's the one who rented it, v'ala seicher, lived out, according to the Ri, the elder Simon Soslam and Zion, the Lodome, the Misha Konobi Echem, the Darke Haknos, the Nisha Maftea, the Yara Mecher, the Bechomes, Yeshla Hachmer. I mean, as if to say it's not a real sale. He sells something to him, and the other one doesn't have access to get in there. So how do we get around that? Chapter 3, Vesu, Kevish Maftea, Biad Yisrael, the Yomali, Konos, Lecheru, the guy will say, it's not true, like I said before. He's selling me without giving me the key. I can't go in here and see what I bought. The Mechira Gemuri, El Seva, the Eina Mechira. It's not a Mechira. El Hashem, the all of Yisrael Hamas, Al Kiyetis, Bekos, Rabbein Ruchim, Tashem Bahag, Uvash, Lo Yarem, Tetahar Roma. He's saying, there has to be a complete thing. If he's there, close can Shiloh Yisrael Cheshmer Alacheder, Shiloh Yikonet, but no, he shouldn't put a seal that he can find out the guy went in there, or so forth. Now, further, he talks about you can't have tchilas, which we'll see later, all the Paschim opposed later this year, because that's what we're doing today, we'll see. That's where the Bach. So if you had to stop with the Bach, Tchiras is not going to help. He's got to sell the whole thing and have to give him the key and everything else of that sort. So how do we handle that particular situation? Now, I ran off here. You have the Orach HaShulchan. And the Orach HaShulchan, especially all throughout the Hebrew, but in Hilchos Pesach, you see halacha l'maisa, how a rov, a community, actively deals with the problems, how he sells things and he gives responses and answers for all the kashas. What? Yeah, we'll see about the key. He says about the key why you don't have to give him the key. That's why it's a, you'll see in a moment. How do you get around that? Because, and he gives a very logical reason. Now we'll take a look and here. Let's look at Puff first of all. Now here he goes a step further, which the Bach says you don't do. The Bach says only Mechiras Acheda, not Schiras. He says, the Hu Hadin Shi Ashkelo Acheda or Amokin Shachomis Munavo. The Schiras Karka, Gamkein Nikna Bekesik and Mevu Hashom, and then there are the places where he's talking about there in Cheshon Mishpid, with a Flatim Amokin Shachomis Munavo, Enishel Ayishoil, Elishu Etzlo Bishiras, like you asked before, how does a Jew own a house or something? He's renting, so this is like what you call subleasing. He can't sell it. The only problem that occurs to me is if any people want to take out a lease, in the lease it says you can't sublease
without permission.
Without permission and so forth. But it's understood he would have permission to do it. All the schusim that he has as the being the what we call the lessee there. The chaynim yesh poilim einam yehudim lo ha'esik maskelo ha'poilim sheyu al cheshben ha'kena klema shein poilo. He should say they should be his workers v'lo poilim ha'yishrael u'shirus ha'poilim ha'kablonim or contractors ein tzor lo kinyan v'lo star el b'mir ba'alma, because the halacha is you can hire a workman without any written contract or anything else of that sort, just by telling him, you're hired for this and this. He's saying, "Mechayshem ei simen shein lamanala." V'ad b'shon nizbarze b'balabayis ha'seich ha'poylim. V'kam ha'yisrael matzkil u'ena yehudim. Es ha'poylim mikol mokam ha'kol echor. V'la'poylim ein nafgamina v'sharam yishtalim yizah. They don't care where they get, as long as they get paid. O mizeh. Below I'm in it, miser or miser. No, I'm in it. Harei ein shlichus lekushri, veich yu afeilim shluchim shalakena, onan kvar beyond the cheshemit simku feiches, the poil nasa kusri li yisroel, the yisroel lekushri. In other words, it's not a deen in shlichus. It's just a deen that he's working for him. Because kanein yehudi zeh lezeh. Now, if you have a shlichus, yes, deya, there is a pinch of nasa shluchim zeh lezeh. They can become Kemosha Kosra of Shakhtati Shom. Chain Biyama Shom, the Shlitas Bishar, Havikapoyo. The Chainim Yes Susim, then talks about, also was a big problem, especially in Europe, what do you do with the animals that you're feeding with hummus? You can't feed your animals, animals that belong to a Jew, that would be go today with pets. People have dogs or cats or other creatures, birds, sofa that they own, they're not allowed to feed them hummus on Pesach. So you have to find the food that is not. Some of the special veterinarian things that are put together don't have hummus in it. They might have a lot of tarpus or other things, but that doesn't matter. That you can feed an animal. But the main thing is should not be hummus. That's the point. The basic soil, limkalein, yehuda, asusim, behemish, benekach, kach, v'kach. So that was the whole problem. I know when I had this experience in Providence, Rhode Island, again, there was a milk company that I was asked to supervise over Pesach over there. So the main thing is that what they already knew from the previous Rabbi Mashu had passed away, that weeks before they started changing the diet of the animals. Originally, I used to give them a mash that was from grain, from its gummer. But weeks before, they gave them a beet mash, which was considered a bovine food, and the animals got used to it, because you can't wait till they have a pacer, they won't eat it. They'll have problems with producing what milk comes out, and so forth.
But the issue of the common trouble of Hesha wouldn't apply to Erev Pesach, no?
Yeah, but I'm talking about getting the animals used to that during Pesach, you'll be able to drink the milk.
Oh,
we're talking about drinking the milk. That's the whole point. Drinking the milk. That's the whole situation. I mean, there's a whole machlekes that is brought down at the Erev Simen Tom and Sof Menches. If an animal did eat chometz b'Pesach, can you drink the milk or not? So there's a machlekes, there's some that's paskin that you can, because it changed its form for whatever. It's a zevazegoyim.
Right.
The milk is not produced just only because of the chametz. There's many things. Zevazegoyim and zevazegoyim paskim is mutter. The mutter. If we go into machlekes, whether it's in zevazegoyim, maybe it's a question of betel. If it's betel chametz, it's not betel. The whole asik. There are tshuvas. There's a good long tshuva written by the Rav of Lublin. His name was Shneur Zalman. The Shailos and Tshuvas Teiros Chesed. There's a long tshuva. There's talking about the cholov. You look through that tshuva, the Teiros Chesed. He talks about the question of milk. Even the Mishnah Brewer brings down, but he was a makel on it. The Kresi Uplesi, Rabbi Yonos and Ibershitz, was a makel on the milk that is produced during Pesach. But David is not talking about Chatzila. I once heard from the Rav of Salavation, he asked him about milk, about the animals, so his was his expression in Yiddish. The Davzan is only getting essence comets to the veins. That's all. Try to see you don't get. That's the main thing.
Right.
Keep away from comets. He didn't talk about what happens with Evan or so forth and so on.
He didn't say either. Also.
Right, he said that's what he means. Listen, you have the person that you can, maybe could give you all the sheets that are shining this way and that way, but he's talking Lamaisa. That's what a reliable Hesher will see. There's no. At one time they used to have, and they used to come to the yeshiva in my time, they were looking for boys that will sit in a farm to see that, to be a mashgiach, to see that the animals are not fed chametz. They used to do that, you know. And that would have been a big, it's a big sacrifice. What kind of seder are you going to have? You're alone there on a farm and so forth, but they used to offer a certain amount of money to fellows that were away a long distance from home. Those times you didn't jump on an airplane and go. It was a big train ride. You're out on the West Coast. You might have come from South America or something. These fellows, they sometimes look to make a few dollars. So I remember one of the rabbonim that had ashkaras on the farms used to come to yeshiva and interview some of the fellows that are interested in that. That was the situation.
But Rabbi, it's clear that if I had milk in the freezer, that in February.
Well, that's not common. The milk is not common.
So that on Pesach, it's not the same.
Just like they used to say, buy milk beforehand. Right. Therefore, it's not going to be common.
Because
it's not
common.
People
buy
them in there. Yeah, that's right.
I'm saying,
okay. All right. But now we have to look further here. We look further in the Orach HaShulchan. Now look further in the Orach HaShulchan, how he talks about the problem with the key. Now, in the next sheet there, that's in Chof Aleph, he talks about the whole Seder of everything, when he talks about all of the Kinyonim, because that's what it ends up with. The way chametz is sold now, we do all every possible kinyan that you can almost imagine. Now, if you go there, it's Chof Aleph. It started from before. Just get it down. Yeah, when he says kesu kaina chametz, and you do a doctor. Rashi zal the kaina metal the kesu lo mashicha. The doctor abeinu tamzal. Yeah, well, I'm now number four. Well, it's Sif and Ches. It's Sif Chof Aleph now. It's a Dafka b'mshicha v'lo b'kesef. It's a machlekes. V'chein hismichu leiv ha-paskin. V'arambam perek aleph ischi ha-paskin z'keina b'im b'kesef b'im b'mshich ha-ein shal. V'chei shemish b'tzim k'ptos b'chari dalus y'yud. The honor she asked me, I've done them this real of who will call a deus. Emi, after last is Kenyan Meshicha, Kaina Bekesa. I am sure. The inaid of Ize, Mekabo, me a Kaina Puta, or Makro a Chomet, on them ain't Lishma Chalzebel, but we have to do more. The name Meshicha, he after Bechomet Chabe, the Yohala Hakaso, the Kenyan Suda, the Aina Shane Yehudi, a Kaina, Yitalo Hasuda, the Yazri Biyodo Es Hasuda, the Kwabi Anushan, the Kenyan Suda, Kaina Bikushi Bayagoi, Rabbeinu Tam, also Kaina Maisa. The taste is like in Kedushin there, right in the beginning, the Sethi Kedushin, you have a taste on Omer Allah and Dab Gimel. What if see the Rus, Eitzel Kenyan Suda, the Zosa Tuda, the Yisroel, it sounds only Jews did it? Hakavah, that's where you get the marker of Kenyan Suda. You know, where it says over there, the Sholof Ish Nalo. What was that? It took off the shoe. Some say Nalo means a glove. It's not necessarily a shoe. Anyhow. Hakavana Shekane Norga Likas the Kenyan Zed. Ayin Shomnom Kaven Shemashilo Hamakam Shachomets Munabo Moshe Zbar Yopala Hakaso Hachomets the Kenyan Metalton Agav card. There's a Kenyan Agav. Kenyan Agav is not considered a Kenyan in the Raisa, it's a Kenyan in Divri Kabbalah. Basis of Baba Kama talks about that, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk, therefore Divri Hayomim, how a person was Kena, Metalton Agav Parker, he bought Ori Mitsuros, and that's a whole Russian there. The carcass should be honest from the Sif Yudal, the Mahani Vein Yehudi, the Loker Min Agzelin Shafikim Mitzay Ein Shem. The Gamkeina in Yudas HaChomet, Yishasoh HaMokha Medin Chotza. The Kenyan Chotza Yeshlo, Kamoshe Chotza Shom Sif Yudai. Asher Min Agzelin Pikim Mitzay Mekom Mokha Mahani. The Zeru Daz Gedele Arshani Kamoshe Kasati Shom, the Teg Lasseis Kola Kenyoni. That's where you go. Kenyan Keser, Kenyan Suda, Kenyan Agav, Kenyan Chotza, Vetzlenu Keser and Gam Shtar Mechira. We write a Shtar Mechira. Rabbi God, the Metaltele, Lo Nakna Gishtar, Omnik Rabian, Hashem, the Simile, Stes, Sim, Tezayim, the Kaven, the Nogu Hasid. This is very important. This goes right through all business transactions ad hayoim, even when it comes into the Rabbati Dinim, into the rabbinic courts. You have this situation about what's done in the world of the business world in transactions. What makes seals a transaction in different industries and different places? It's based on a Gemara and Bava Metzia. The Nora certain list of contracts on the Chiva Sfeira, who the Ashtar Hazem is Chayv Atmo, how the Chiva Logu, the Odom, Dino Kikarka. The cave and the Amina came, how the Devotion there in the Gemara and Bava Metzia, Situmta. Situmta, what they used to do, they used to put like a seal or stamp on goods, and that was the transaction was finalized that way. That's a minig of suffering. You have a good example of that used all the time in the diamond industry, which is in New York, 47th Street in Manhattan. How do they seal millions of dollars of transactions of whole bags of diamonds? With a handshake. Handshake, and they say two words, mazel and bracha. They say mazel and bracha, it's sold. You got it. That's how it works. That's the Kenyan. And they, when they have disputes, they have their own arbitrators. And in the diamonds, mostly amongst Hasidim. The Hasidim are the ones that are the majority there. If you ever seen, been there on 47th Street. But see, that's where it is. The cave of the mini cane, how we see, Tumta, the conic, Moses, similar, Yo, Tommy, Ms. Boyer, Sean, the cane, Asusi, Bahamas, how we can yawn in the Kenyan metalpolis. So that's what they do. Now, what he's going to discuss now is something that we find where Chabad, under the Hoyo, the great Gaon, the founder, the Balatanya, who wrote the Rav Shulchan Aruch, who was a Gaon Olam, and so forth. So he said it's not enough just to give a deposit to make the transaction. You've got to have something more to make it more solid. And that he discusses that. If you have the Rav Shulchan Aruch at the end of Hilchos Pesach, he has there a nusach of a shtar of an orev kablan. You have to have a guarantor, a Jewish guarantor, that the sale is a sale. That if the, for example, if the guy doesn't pay up, he will he will, in other words, he will have to, you know, to collect it, or he has the right to take all of the chametz, you know, and give it back. That's the way it's stated. That's how it's paid off, because the guy is obligated to pay off the, let's say, the assessors. That's how they protect it. The sharmin, the shamoyim, the assessors say that all the chametz you, the guy, now pay up. It's worth several $1 million. You want that, or you want your deposit back, or whatever it is. And that's the way it works. That's all. That's a, you know, it's not my question was it was true or not, but that's the deal. Yeah, that's it. That's the way the deal works.
So what more than the deposit?
Well, but he wants it. Now look what he says here. Yonah Shulman opposes that, but Lameisa, he does it. He opposes the principle that you must have it or a problem, but Lameisa, he says, not bad to have it. You'll see what he says. God, Akinin Kesuwe, a Wabon, that's the deposit, Shemekabo Mehakaina, the guy is a kaina, let's say the guy gives him, like today, gives him his $25, whatever it is, some money, you know, the down payment, the deposit, Alahama, the Volaknia Shekayon Uvgov, that's a deposit, or is it that Datak? Yeah, you know what it is, they have a Russian, you tell us what it is. The Shahad runs sick of all of the milk. It's like a debt. And the Kenyan Tessav ain't so she eats in Koladoni. Ella Mixas, if she eats in a woman, the terrorist has followed behind. Because the concept is when the person gives the Tessav to put by a large something that's worth a lot of money, so there's old debate in the Puskin, it's brought there in that Sim in the Fashion Mishra. Is it a down payment or is it just a Mice of Kenyan? So we treat it also as part of a down payment also. It's not just the Maisa Kenyan of Kesef that you give. Kamosha beyond the Hashem is in Kutsari. Yesh miyak delim sha'am the mixes mos lo mahani. V'tiken sha'kene yamed orev kablan v'ad amos. He guarantees that he will be able to pay for it.
What?
That's from the Balatanya. He has it in the at the end of the of Hilda's Pesach. He has the nusach of the of it's a simple star. He's saying he got lots of kabum. The chain onu neigin. I want to say something else. The or hashulchan gashimush in hayor from the gaon the baltzemet tzedek. It was the gaon of Lubavitch. Great gaon, Shilas and Shulas. Tzemet tzedek was great pesach. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying. So maybe that's well, more or less, but he holds in principle you don't have to. Even in a Moshe Sternberg and a Sefer Moshe, his money has a whole barocha, depending you don't have to have an oil cobbler. When I used to be totally in charge of the Mishiros Hamas, I always added, I wrote up the star of, you know, a copy of the oil cobbler and had somebody, one of the people, a Jew or somebody else, here we have sometimes in the office. Someone accepts the responsibility of being the oil cobbler. That's all, and that's that. Because it's a safety first procedure. What happens? This can happen. That the boy disappears. He figures that why did I do the hocus pocus with the Jew over there? You look around, but patience is over. Where is he? Who is there? So like this, if you didn't have that, you have to call a bezin together and have a dean of Hefker, bezin Hefker. To get all the, because he was kind of all of that stuff. You have to do that. But if you have an oral problem, your oral problem will take over, and he has the right to transfer all the hummus back.
Well, that's better. That's much better.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's a good time.
So yeah, it happened to me. It happened to me two times that the guy disappeared. Like, can you be
right.
Guy disappeared once in there. He was found in Jersey one year, and once even in Borough Park.
Even if it's more than an hour.
So what I had there was, I ran out of Guy in Schick's Bakery. They used to come a Polish guy hated the name Bogdan. Bogdan. This Bogdan was a reliable fellow. So I met him before and I told you only to make sure that Bogdan is there when Yantar was over. So I used to, when Yantar was over, I used to run down to the bakery there and transfer the, get the comments back. And so, but Bogdan was there. But sometimes the, once I had the super in the apartment house next to my house in Borough Park, couldn't find him. Well, yeah, but I had to have a cobbler. So that saved it. So that's the, that's a big acer, the clown, I mean, in helping out in this particular situation.
Your accountant, he takes over.
Well,
does he have to give money?
No, he got, doesn't have to do anything. The way the Rav says that he should tell the days before Pesach, he tells him he should make a Kenyan. Sheyitfos beknas bigdoy. That would be like the Kenyan Suda, and he's Mekayim, you know, that he has these hybrids of being a Rav Kabbal. So take a look at the Lashon.
Okay, he kicks in. And then what does he do?
Does the guy at the point?
The guy doesn't do anything. He doesn't have to know anything about it.
So how can the Arab Kabbalah, what's the
rationale? Well, because the Jew made the deal with the Arab. In other words, he is saying, he's guaranteeing that he's going to pay the guy. That's what it is.
Okay.
So here, let's say the guy says, no, I want the hummus. So then you say, pay up. The hummus is worth several million dollars. You don't want to pay up, you get your deposit back. But suppose the guy's not around to do that. So your old goblin takes over and handles the rest of the transaction. That's the way it does.
No, they'll be over by your Rabbi Matze in case the guy disappears.
No, it won't be over by your Rabbi Matze. It won't.
Right.
No, the guy just disappeared, but the sale was a sale. It's just a question of transferring back. That's all. It was not an Israel shoes, but he has the right to, he has that shoes to do it. Now what about the key, AC,
right,
that the Bach was very much Bachlet. So the Orang HaShem, he looked down below there in Chav Gimel. Dover Pog, Pashiru Shachomet Shor Lios Muna B'mokam Shachayna Yochel Ikonis V'shom Yashmo. Yimo Yochel Ikonis V'amav Teach Yir V'yada Yisrael Ein El HaRoma B'alma. Well, the chain kosru should show him a serious amateur. He says there's the Bach. Shom Ubach. Is that it? So, the kach nogu v'deris ha-kodmi. Ha-umnon ato i-efshu zeh. You can't do that. Me-mreipa v'mishum poni. Ki-yadua. V'yosha v'yosha. Then he adds another thing. She-ikri ha-chomet shalonu he-ngash. In the other Shul's time also, the Jews were involved in the manufacture of liquor. They make their living from all of that. And the shekhar, beer, the hain tachas, first of all, that's regulated by government. Tachas has, you know, every place, no matter where it is, there are always strict liquor laws, or at least the government's got
to
get it.
We've got this current trial right now because of our conflict with this liquor company we have.
That's right.
About selling. Can you sell it because they have to...
with the government rules. That's the problem. So, the Yad Acher, Av B'Emes Ein Ze'iku Klau, the Dafka Gisha Eishu B'Kavona Kein Lahashtu Mimeno Amapeach, the Ode, the Bidinayam Yochel Ahazri Bo Ab Lomisai Tiras Mateach. The old Kozvag Derlin Bakteda Havarak Al Shah Samachira. At that time, Alarakachim Sogo and Nia Chesim is Mutter. Rakshain and Nochon Lash is not proper to do that. But here's what he could do. Al Bimesa Shaloba Kabonos Negarakaina Vada Yank Peda. Nasirs Mateach Ainak. First of all, Nasirs Mateach is not a Kenyan. It's not handing over the schlissel, the key is not a kin. That's all sugyan getting up stocking. The Nasirus Mapteus is not a kin there. Ain't a kin. And a hagno that sabos be open zel leimer le ain't a Yehudi shemochel apomet so le ain't a Yehudi shebebeso for esig bel a esig who nefshav kipolo shel a kaina Moshe Gesafi the A. He says, look, Ivan, whoever you are, Yehuda Goy, Shamateyach Munach Kan, Vekan, Uvahol Eish, Shetir Tzulita Lachomis, Tito Mikanis Amateyach, Vetela Vetito, and then he says, Vetoshiv Amateyach Lamokam Zeh, Kadeshalo Yehove, Uvahmokam Shamunach Shamachomis, Yes, so then, how does he know that the Goy might not take, they might take a case of schnapps out of there, or other things, they might steal the keepers, you know, he's saying, although it really is, he'll accompany him. He won't go alone.
As long as you're going,
he said, yeah, as long as you're going, I'll go with you.
And this is not our role.
That's not our role. Oh, echad mibnei beisho l'sham lita leizer kele leizer chayvin. Mamele shen yehudi lo yigno. I will also ladabi mo near nido nachomet. Don't talk to him about the chomet or anything else of that sort. So that's the whole. That's the way he gets around this idea of that. Later on, and a whole summation, step by step, you look there and see. Chav Zion, he say describes the process. It's Erev Pesach, and he describes how they did the whole thing there, and it sums it up just the way we do it with the Hashor, with the people come and they give the Veshush to the Rav, just the way we do it with the Hashor, with the people come and. They